are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I'm sure most of you have heard this story. 22 university students in a fraternity are facing charges following the death of a freshman who died after downing vodka during a hazing incident. I guess in a two-hour ritual, David Boggenberger, 19 years old, had to answer a series of questions at Pi Kappa Alpha Fraternity in Northern Illinois University in exchange for alcohol. He was found dead the following day in his fraternity house bed with five times the legal driving limit of alcohol in his blood. This is just horrible. You know, we're plagued with so much tragedy that's already happened during the holidays. And then you see a child die. Again, unnecessarily, over stupidity, you know, from these fraternities. Now, I know I've kind of given fraternities a bad rap in terms of their, freshmen, dying during the hazing. And I'm sorry if I look like a prude or square or whatever you call it. But honestly, I don't think anybody should be put at death's door to get into a fraternity. It's not that big a deal. Okay? I mean, you could live a very successful life without making it into a fraternity. And I don't understand why these fraternities have to do such horrible hazing rituals. Now, me coming from medical school, it was 4 years plus of hazing, right? Because you always got pimped with questions. You always had to answer questions. You were doing 36 plus hour shifts. You rarely got to eat or sleep or even think. And it was rough, but that's just what medical school was. You get through it, and then you have students, and you're supposed to do the same to them. I would never turn around and do that to the students. In fact, even when I was a resident, I would, you know, be really, really cool with the students and give them honors, because I remember how cool it was for me for there to be a rogue doctor who was nice to me. There was one doctor, we're still friends with him, who, while everybody else would be a jerk to us, you know, and just doing the ritualistic, you know, beat up on the medical student, you know, this guy was good. He was cool, right? Dr. Darren Soon. And I remember that, right? You remember that. And I wanted to be that type of doctor. So when I had medical students, it was very interesting. I was working with somebody who I went to medical school with. She ended up becoming an OB resident when I became family medicine. I remember we were both in the same class. But for some reason, she didn't like the set of students we had. So the students, remember, you go to the path of least resistance, they start to hang around me. And I thought they were doing a damn good job. Okay, remember, because they're up with you all night as well. And, you know, they come up to me one day saying, she's going to fail us. She already said she's going to fail us. And I'm like, well, to hell with that, I'm going to give you honors then. Because an honors and a fail will then equal a pass. Who's going to fail you if I give you honors? You guys know your material. You're doing the hard work. I'm not going to fail you. Well, of course, it kind of went to, the boss. And the boss was cool. He didn't fail the students. But he also wouldn't let us family docs rate people in OB anymore. So I couldn't, you know, extend my coolness to future students. All I could do is kind of help them out later, you know, when they rotated with me or did family medicine. And I get that. I get that. You know, I mean, if they're going to be rated for OB, then they might as well be rated by the OB doctors or the OB interns or the OB residents. I get that. But, you know, I mean, I saw it even with my own classmates that they would turn around and then, you know, basically, and it's not hazing. It's worse than hazing. You know, because they, you know, I mean, at least with hazing, you know, I mean, you get sometimes a smile every now and then from your older fraternity brothers. Not in this case. Anyway, unfortunately, this boy was found dead, having drunk so much vodka that he had five times the legal driving limit of alcohol in his blood. Now, an attorney for David's family told the Chicago Tribune that he was a finance major and he just wanted to be liked. Five leaders of the fraternity were charged on Monday with felony hazing by DeKalb County authorities. A further 17 members face misdemeanor charges. The fraternity stopped operating following David's death on November 2nd. The initiation was part of an annual ritual dubbed Parents' Night, quote unquote, where new recruits are assigned to senior members and encouraged to drink excessive quantities of alcohol. David was from Cook County, made a pledge to the house so he could make friends. Family attorney said he wanted to be accepted. It's a classic case of a kid who just wants to fit into the group. So now multiple kids have all been charged with felony hazing. They could face up to 3 years in jail or probation. David's family, of course, wants to see significant change. They say, we have no desire for revenge. We must realize that young people can and do die in hazing rituals. Alcohol-involved hazing and initiation must end. They say police have accused the fraternity leaders had deliberately not told campus officials about the party so that they would not be subject to inspections. I mean, you would think that'd also be a law, you know, for allowing underage drinking, right? You know, and purchasing alcohol for a minor. You'd think there'd be laws for that, too. Temporary sanctions have been placed on the fraternity. The university has also announced disciplinary charges against 31 members who are accused of breaking the student code of conduct. Now, hopefully this is a warning to those of you that are in a fraternity or those of you with kids in a fraternity. Let's say you were just there standing around and watching. Okay. You could be under disciplinary action. All right. If you are a part of this, you know, I think people don't realize that we're mortal. All right. Things happen and we die. Even if you live on campus, you could still walk and start to walk off campus and get hit by a car. You know, I live in Las Vegas and we have the Las Vegas Strip, and I can't tell you how many pedestrians get run over because they're drunk and they go out into the side, you know, they go onto the sidewalk. And, you know that if you're a part of a fraternity, if somebody was doing a hazing ritual with you all before they die later that night or the next day, it could be your fault. Don't get involved in that kind of stuff. Okay? Having a fraternity is fun. Having parties is fun. But don't let somebody die over it. This is stupid. And you guys who are pledging fraternities, don't be stupid as well. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, right before the break and before we get into, you know, more news here. You know, I was talking about how, you know, kids need to not be stupid. They not need to drink until they die or bring their blood alcohol level to a point where they die. And I understand that most people don't go into it being stupid. They start to drink. And then once you start drinking, it's so easy to drink more because you're not thinking. You know, and somebody telling you when you're drunk, oh, don't do that because you could die if you drink too much. It's not going to hit home like somebody who's sane. Now, I have, you know, sane at the time, or inebriated. Now, I mean, I have two kids. They're 12, knock on wood, and 10. But they don't listen to me like they used to. And my guess is when they're teenagers, they're not going to listen to me. And my guess is when they're college students, God willing, they don't do stupid stuff in high school and they become college students, they're not going to listen to me as well. So how do you get through? How do you look at a story such as this boy, this freshman who died drinking too much vodka? How do you get through to these kids? You know, or am I just assuming the kids won't listen to me? I mean, you know, please, you know, fill me in and give me some hope here. All right. I mean, when the kids get a certain age, 16, 18, will they take your advice? I mean, I remember when I was younger, my mom and dad would say, don't do this, don't do this. I'm like, yeah, leave me alone, I know. And I still used good judgment, but of course I did things that they, you know, told me not to. So I remember me, and, you know, I was an honor student, and I had no problem disobeying my parents. and not using logic. No problem at all. So what's the best way to get through to these people? I mean, you know, should you give them the article? No, they won't read the article. Should you have them watch the news with you? No, a lot of young people, they don't like watching the news. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. How do you, you know, convey to your student who's in high school or college, et cetera? There was a high school student I heard about that was in one of the local neighborhoods, and these kids are middle school that went to the high school party, and the middle school students got drunk. I'm like, are you kidding me? Right? They obviously know better, but peer pressure kicks in. I mean, you got a fraternity brother screaming at you to do something, you say yes, sir, and you do it. That's what happens in a fraternity. So I don't know what to say. I think there's so many things we could prevent as adults. And, you know, when they said youth is wasted on the young, I understand why. You know, it's a shame because I don't think these kids listen. I mean, I think this kid, if he was smart enough to go to college, I think he knows that there is some limit of alcohol that'll kill you. He just probably didn't think it was going to happen to him. All right, 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this is interesting. Scientists think they know why Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, why his nose is so bright. Apparently, scientists report that they have uncovered the biology behind the magic of how Rudolph's nose glows in the dark, as he guides Santa sleigh. He says that the reindeer's nose is neon red because it contains a large supply of tiny red blood cells known as microvessels. And these microvessels are essential to deliver oxygen and regulate temperature in extreme cold. Scientists in Norway and Netherlands noted this enhanced nasal microcirculation of reindeer because, again, reindeer live in the cold. It protects the nose and the brain from freezing temperatures. My guess also is if you have this in the nasal mucosa as the air you breathe, it hopefully will warm. The nose will hopefully warm the air you breathe as it goes into the lungs. They say the microcirculation of the nasal mucosa in reindeer is richly vascularized and 25% denser than in humans. These factors explain why the nose of Rudolph, the lead flying reindeer employed by Santa Claus, is red and well adapted. No, but then why aren't the other reindeer? Why does only Rudolph get a red nose? I don't get that. Why don't all the Dasher, right? What about Dancer? Dancer dances. You would think Dancer had really good circulation. Prancer pranced, another good aerobic activity. Vixen probably was a vixen, so got in trouble. Anyway, the researchers use handheld video microscopes to examine the noses of 5 healthy people and 2 reindeer. They found the reindeer had a circulating blood vessel density that was 25% higher than people. This provided the reindeer with a much higher concentration of red blood cells. Then they infrared thermal images. I got a picture of it, and the nose is red. All right? So it's a protective barrier, helps warm the blood, probably increases fluids, and it's in the BMJ Christmas issue. Pretty cool stuff. We should probably do that. We should probably take a look. We should probably take a look and see what could be going on. I love that. What happens in stories and in songs and in fables and tables are tales that are actually scientifically sound? You know, I mean, we did this once on a show where we looked at the Bible and we took some things that happened in the Bible and we were able to, you know, try to explain certain things scientifically, right? Because a lot of the things in the Bible makes perfect sense when you look at it one way, and for others, it doesn't. You know, and so I thought that was an interesting thing. You know, like I'm wondering, okay, so can Santa say really fly? Remember, I mean, a lot of these stories were done as stories, but is there any truth to it? I personally don't think Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has to do with microvascularization of the nasal mucosa. But what if the person writing the story got the idea because there was a reindeer that stood out because the nose was pretty red? Now, in your alcoholics, the nose will become red. You'll see that. Sometimes you'll see extra vascularization in people's noses. You know, Santa Claus sometimes has a nice red cherry nose. You know, in in old art. We'll look at art and we'll try to, identify what medical issues the people in the portraits had. I told you we took a class in medical school called Medicine and Art. And there was, I think it was a Rembrandt picture of a gentleman who was pudgy, you know, had his foot on a stool, had a bright red nose, you know, so you knew he was living in a cold environment. He was probably diabetic because his foot was on a stool. He probably drank alcohol because his nose was red, right? Nice pudgy red nose. And, you know, so you take a look at these people and you try to figure out what their medical, you know, issues are. Santa had been under huge attack over the last couple years with the obesity campaign, saying Santa Claus is, quote-unquote, a poor example of what children should aspire to. I thought that was a bunch of baloney. I love Santa Claus. They said, well, Santa Claus is fat. He has a huge BMI. He has a huge waist circumference. He's smoking a pipe. He's eating the cookies you leave for him. I'm like, are you kidding me? What, you're supposed to leave him rice cakes? We want a skinny Santa? No, it's Santa Claus. Leave it alone. Let him be jolly. Let him be pudgy. Let him be cuddly. Okay? You know, for centuries, obesity was looked upon as a sign of warmth. Witches were very skinny. You know, skeletons were very ominous. Yet the obese type of character meant good health, joy, lively, merry, etc. Now, I don't think there are any kids out there that want to aspire to be Santa Claus per se. I think many of them are too busy, I guess, trying to aspire to be Justin Bieber. I don't know. I don't know who else. Right? The guys in Glee. I don't know. I don't know. Who's a very, very masculine hero kids are trying to... Oh, Iron Man. Okay. All right. And they're all slim. Okay, they're all slim, so you don't have to worry about that. I don't think if Santa Claus stays its shape and form, with him with a little, you know, smoking the pipe and drinking some sherry and eating cookies, is going to affect the obesity crisis in our country. I really don't. And if the kids want to leave cookies for Santa, I think that's fine. Telling the kids to leave, you know, celery sticks and a Slim Fast shake just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, remember, Christmas is an escape, all right? And also, I mean, remember, in the olden days, too, obesity was a sign of wealth. It was a sign of health, believe it or not, whereas being thin and frail wasn't. People starved to death. When people got cancer, when people were ill, had tuberculosis, etc., they got skinny. So being slim was a sign for centuries of ill health. And so, of course, they're going to make Santa pudgy. Now, does Santa need to be 300 pounds or 200 pounds? Well, I'll leave it up to you all for that. All right? But for the most part, I don't think we have to take everything that is traditional, right, and start messing with it. I know Cookie Monster was under attack years ago. They said Cookie Monster probably has diabetes because he eats so many cookies you never see his legs, probably because his legs were amputated. That's ridiculous. And, you know, I was speaking to a group, and somebody said they now made Cookie Monster the Veggie Monster. Really? The Veggie Monster? That's not fun. Ooh, veggies. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALLY, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALLY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. This part of the show is being sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. Please check out their December Christmas specials. It doesn't hurt to be prepared, and the food tastes phenomenal. Go to my website to find Freeze Dry Guy. If not, look up freezedryguy.com. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, we have an iPhone app, a free Dr. Dahlia iPhone app. You can download it anytime by going to my website or going to your Apple store. Speaking of phones, they say IBM reveals its vision for the future of technology such that we could have a phone by the year 2018 that could smell, hear, and taste. Are you kidding me? They believe the phone of the future in 2018 will have all five senses and will communicate with us in radically different ways. They say infrared and haptic technologies will enable a smartphone's touchscreen technology and vibration capabilities to simulate the physical sensation of touching something. They said, so you could experience the silkiness of that catalog's Egyptian cotton sheets instead of just relying on something typing that's you're reading. That is crazy. They say the first electronic programmable computers built in the 1940s were essentially real fast calculators, according to IBM's Bernard Meyerso. Then came the mainframe, the PC, the internet, social networking. Today, we're entering the era of cognitive computing, machines that help us think. They say one of the most intriguing aspects of the shift is our ability to give machines some of the capabilities of the right side of the human brain. New technologies make it possible for machines to mimic and augment the senses. So today we see the beginnings of sensing machines in self-parking cars, biometric security. That's weird. All right, so how are they going to do it? I mean, I'm trying to look. How is it going to taste and smell? Well, they are going into it. All right, so they're just talking about what they're going to do in the future. I mean, what, you lick your phone? I mean, if you're trying to identify, I don't get that. I mean, if you're trying to taste it, I don't get that. I don't. I'm definitely not going to be smelling my phone or tasting the phone. That, I mean, I could see that happen. Is there a way to transfer a scent electronically? You know, I mean, would, I mean, you may have to refill the phone, you know, but you know how you could have a certain fog and then it sprays out the, I don't know how you could change the scent. I mean, I think it could be done. I just don't get it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDIDALI. Now, I can't even spell. They say the length of the sperm matters. Looks like size does matter. Apparently, in terms of fertility, sperms that were longer did better. All right? Apparently, men have a better chance of having children if they have semen teeming with strong swimmers. We know that. But they think if the tail is longer, sperm appear to be good movers. This was a study from Brown University in Rhode Island found that sperm that had tails of a similar length were better able to travel than those with tails of varying length. The team led by James Mossman was surprised to find that tail consistency trumped average length. Oh, I thought it also had to do with the longer. Well, I guess they had to have good long tails that were consistent as opposed to sperm that kind of didn't, I guess, swim uniformly. Is that what they're trying to tell us? They say 1 in 6 couples have difficulty conceiving. Couples are recommended to visit their GP if they have not conceived after 1 year of trying, or sooner if the woman is aged 35 or older. That's right. You know, I'll have some 28-year-old couples come in, and they'll say they can't conceive. We always say give it a year. Once it's a year, then we'll check. Then we'll start, you know, going through the sperm analysis and the hysteroscopy and all the variety of testing. If any of the, if the female is over 35, a lot of times we'll do it sooner. They say for the study, researchers from Brown University in Rhode Island examined the semen of 103 men attending an infertility clinic at Sheffield Teaching Hospital and NHS Foundation Trust. They found that the wider the variation in sperm length samples, the lower the concentration of motile sperm. The variation in tail length was found to be the most crucial factor. They say, writing in the journal Human Reproduction, scientists said sperm length measurements may provide a useful insight into testes function and the efficacy of spermatogenesis. Boy, do they make these things sound boring. They say it's another piece of the jigsaw why 1% of 300 million sperm released by man actually gets through a woman's uterus, you know, gets through the cervix and gets into the uterus and then is able to go into the fallopian tube and reach the egg. Why is that happening? Why do so few? Well, we know a lot of sperm, but, you know, you do wonder if the testes is making sperm, why is it that only one gets there? You know, I mean, you don't want tons of sperm. I mean, sometimes you'll have 3-4 sperm fertilizing an egg, and that egg may not make it. So you want one sperm to one egg, but men give off millions upon millions of sperm. So why does that happen? They say they found sperm avoid the quote-unquote middle lane of the female reproductive tract and instead crawl along channel walls. They also struggle to turn sharp corners and crash into the walls and each other in a scene reminiscent of a demolition derby. I think of the scene from Look Who's Talking. Only one sperm enters the ovum, and then the cell membrane of the egg hardens, and then the remaining sperm die. Anyway, the team figured this out by injecting sperm cells into hair-thin microchannels to study how they behave in confined spaces. Thank you, Mail Online. That was beautiful. Basically, what they're saying is sperm have to have the right length. It has to be done right. Y'all buy that? I buy it. I'm fine with it. Let's move on. Now, researchers say how many friends you have on Facebook could reveal a lot about your life. Really? Really? Researchers believe that the number of friends you have depend on how successful you are and how often you move. Researchers from the University of Virginia and the London Business School say the perfect number of friends actually depends on several socioeconomic factors and varies from country to country. I don't get that. Once I started my radio show, I just accepted everybody who wanted to be a friend, and we maxed out. So I don't really think you could psychoanalyze me. I don't think you could deduce anything from a socioeconomic aspect, but they say they can. Shigehiro Oishi, a psychology professor at the University of Virginia's College of Arts and Sciences, and Celine Kesebir of the London Business School explored the benefits of social networking strategies, blah, 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 blah. They say, in the age of Facebook, many Americans seem to opt for a broad, shallow networking strategy. Yet, cross-cultural research has shown that having many friends is not always viewed positively outside the U.S. One reason is that Americans may prefer a large social network, and maybe because Americans move around a lot. Also could be because of the economic conditions at a given time. When times are prosperous, your friends are less likely to need much help, whether it's covering a babysitting bill or to provide babysitting or hospital bill, etc. But when times aren't as flush, having more friends might incur huge costs and help with resources. So they think that a broad, shallow networking strategy would be optimal for people living in a residentially mobile, economically affordable context. Yet a deep, narrow networking strategy would be optimal if people tend to stay in one place and economic conditions aren't as favorable. So I get that. You know, some people are on Facebook extremely superficially. And then I notice others, they only have like 160 friends. And they're going to keep it that way. And they want just that specific group. I've wanted that. I tried to do that. I tried to open up another account that I could have, you know, specifically for my family and friends. So if there were any pictures posted, it wouldn't be so public. And it didn't work. It didn't work because I didn't want to. The problem is I don't like to turn people down. I don't like to. I think if somebody doesn't accept your friend request, it's a negative. And so what happened is people found the personal account. I wasn't going to turn them down because if you don't accept the request, you're not as warm. And then to me, it didn't make sense that I had a superficial account and a non-superficial. I'm not superficial. I'll just have one account and I'll post pictures of my colonoscopy. I'll tell you what's happening with my kids. And it's just anything that's a real, real deep secret, I won't put on Facebook. And that's just how I approached it. But I do notice that some people, they really keep their Facebook to themselves. The problem is Facebook maxes you out. So I can't add people. Like, I want to be Facebook friends with Don, and I don't think I can because I can't take any more people. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So it looks like Southwest Airlines, who has actually been, I think, our favorite, because they haven't been charging for extra luggage. Remember, most other airlines usually will charge for luggage. Okay, you're supposed to be able to take a bag with you, but all these other airlines have charged for bags. Southwest hasn't, I don't believe. I don't think Southwest, I think first bag flies for free, which is the way I think it should be. Apparently now they're in the news because they are going to hit us with no-show fees. And overweight baggage charges are doubling. So Southwest, who has probably been the only good guy, now is not going to be as much of a good guy. They're going to start charging a no-show fee for passengers who fail to cancel tickets before their flights. The company also said Friday that fees on early check-in and oversized bags are going up. And it repeated a long-time goal for boosting profits that could only be met next year if it doubles earnings. Southwest brags that it doesn't charge ticket change fees, and it lets customers apply the price of an unused ticket to a later trip. But customers who take advantage of these policies are leaving too many seats empty. So, beginning next year, they're going to charge a no-show fee on its cheapest fares. I had no idea that you could switch your flight on Southwest and not get charged. I had no idea. The wanna getaway tickets are going to now be more expensive. The wanna getaway, you know how you go to Southwest.com? I think I go to iFlySouthwest.com. Is iFlySWA.com? I think that's, I've been going there for years. And then, you know, you type in where you want to go, and there's three fares. And the wanna getaway cheap tickets are sometimes pretty cheap for each way. Remember, the average ticket is going up to $400, $414 this Christmas season. So, you know, sometimes Southwest has like a $99 flight one way. So you could get away with a $200 flight sometimes. They say beginning sometime next year, they are going to charge a no-show fee on its cheapest fares. I hope they don't increase the cheapest fares. I don't know about that. CEO Gary Kelly says the change will bring Southwest closer in line with policies at other airlines and won't alienate customers. They think customers understand that we could all benefit. I mean, I got to tell you, the no-shows that occur, whether it's in a doctor's office, whether it's in a beauty salon, whether it's on an airline, that is ridiculous. You no-show, and then you decide to, they've lost income. Because if you take another seat later, then they can't sell that seat later. So they've lost the income on that seat. Gosh, I'm kicking myself. I had no idea. I thought that if you switched your flight, you got charged. So you never wanted to do it because there was like a $75 charge per ticket. So I never did it. I had no idea this whole time. The airline expects to raise $100 million next year from the new fee and increases in current fees. They plan to boost revenue by $1.3 billion. Well, Southwest is already on pace for revenue this year of $17.5 billion. Well, that should be enough. Don't, crank it up on us. All right, so they're going to make more revenue while we have to pay more. All right, executives say the fee for overweight bags will rise to $100 from $50 and early check-in, which helps move passengers toward the front of the boarding line and assure space for their bag. That'll go to $12.50 from $10. Yeah, that to me is such a hoax. Okay, if you want to board early, or if you want to get the early up front seat, you could pay $10 per ticket. So if you have a family of four, that's an extra $40, and then each way that's an extra $80. Just an extra way to make money. Most people don't do it, and you know what we do is we sit by the computer. We just sit there by the computer, and we wait until the 24-hour, the 24-hour mark is, and then we hit enter. And that's how you do it. All right. They say the company said October's Superstorm Sandy caused canceled flights in the Northeast, reduced a whole bunch of profit. Okay. Oh, I get that. All right. Okay, let's move on. World's oldest person died. That just happened 2 weeks ago, and I guess the person who was now the world's oldest person just now died after getting the title. A 115-year-old Japanese man has been named the world's oldest person after his predecessor died on Monday, just 2 weeks after she was given the title. Dina Manfredini, who lived at the Bishop Drum Retirement Center in Johnston, Iowa, died Monday morning. Her granddaughter, Lori Logley, would not elaborate on her grandmother's cause of death, but she said she was suffering from a fever. She was 115 at the time and was officially the world's oldest person after, was it Bessie? I'm trying to think of who had died 2 weeks ago. Bessie Cooper, that's it. Okay. Guinness Book of World Records confirmed Manfredi inherited the title. Now, Yasushi Nakayama, the mayor of Kyatengo, near Japan's ancient capital of Kyoto, confirmed his status today, calling him the pride of our town. He was born April 19th, 1897. He's 15 days younger than his predecessor, Mrs. Manfredini. Mr. Kamuri, a former postal employee, oh, he is so sweet looking, and he looks so happy, has 14 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, 13 great-great-grandchildren. He lives with his son's family. Robert Young, a senior consultant of gerontology for Guinness World Records, said, it is believed Mr. Kimura is the second oldest man in documented history. His family declined to comment to reporters today because out of consideration for Miss Manfredi and, you know, her leaving us. The oldest person ever on the record books was believed to be Janine Calment, who died in 1997 at the age of 122, which means she was born in 1875 in Arles, France. They say Miss Manfredi, her granddaughter, said she was a great cook, baked Italian bread every Sunday for her family. She was a hard worker. Beautiful woman. Wow. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are living longer. We are. Even our premature babies are living longer. Apparently, Madalena Douse is one of the smallest premature babies ever to survive in the UK, according to Fox News. And she survived thanks to a pair of scissors. She was born 6 months ago at just 23 weeks gestation, and a baby should, you know, hopefully last anywhere between 37 to 40 weeks gestation. So she was born 23 weeks, which is extremely premature. So tiny, the doctors didn't know if they should try to save her. But when they put her on the scales, she weighed a pound. That was the minimum weight for a baby to be considered viable, so they fought for her, as opposed to throwing in the towel. Only when she was safely on a ventilator did doctors discover that a scissors had been accidentally left on the scales, and that the 8-inch Madalena, in fact, only weighed 0.84 pounds or 13 ounces. Now, I'm dying to know what in Britain happens if you have a baby that doesn't meet the weight. I mean, what do? Do they just watch it? Do they not? I mean, what do? That kind of leaves some questions out there. But because the baby weighed over a pound, from what we understand, they intubated her, and, you know, the baby has now been discharged from the Royal Sussex Hospital. They say she's expected to grow into a healthy child. Unfortunately, her twin sister, Isabella, died a few weeks after they were born. The girl now weighs 5.5 pounds, is getting stronger by the day. Mom says she's a little miracle, and we're so glad to have her home in time for Christmas. That's a good heartwarming story. Speaking of heartwarming, there are ways you can help the people of Sandy Hook and Newtown, Connecticut. Now, I put this on my Facebook. It's from USA Today. There are tons of ways we could help the families of Sandy Hook. Apparently, there's ways to volunteer. All right, I have that information on this site. Connecticut Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, the United Way, has started a Sandy Hook School Support Fund to help with funeral expenses, counseling, and other services. There's also a victims release relief fund to help funeral expenses as well. A whole variety. There's the Noah's Ark Hope Fund put on by the family of Noah Posner, who died. So please check that out. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Be safe and God bless.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.